My goal with this episode of the podcast is to help shift your mindset on social media. So often I hear people say, I hate social media. I'm no good at social media. I don't get social media. It's bad or confusing or scary. My whole goal is to simplify it and take it from something that you hate into something that you actually look forward to and enjoy. That's what we talk about on this week's episode of the podcast. Welcome to Real Estate Success, The Whistle Way. I am your host, Brian Cochi, joined by our special co-host today, Rachel Chu. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel is our director of sales. She is a phenomenal sales leader. She's phenomenal at helping our agents grow and expand, helping them think about things differently. And I've taken a lot of how I teach our agents by the way you teach our agents. And so that's why I think you are a great fit for today. Today we're going to be talking about social media, and we're going to be talking about things that I actually do this presentation to our new agents that join our team. And my goal of this is to really change perspectives on social media. I think when I, and let's ask, Rachel, welcome. I don't think you said anything yet.
So all good.
Thanks for
I
being
love
here.
The passion. I'm excited for this one.
And I want your honest opinion because people have a wide range. But when you think about social media in general, what's your initial gut reaction? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you think it's great? Do you think it's horrible? Where are you at with it?
Yeah, I mean, I like social media. I use it in my own life. I think it's just like anything else, right? Like you want balance with everything. You don't want to overuse it or underuse it, but I think it's an amazing tool. And I love that it's allowed so many different creators and salespeople and business people to really like expand and grow their business. So I think there's a lot of opportunity behind social media if you learn how to use its power. And so that's why I'm excited about today's episode, since I know that's something that you're great at doing for our agents.
Well, thank you. That's why I wanted you to talk, because I want you to compliment me. Thank you. So I agree. And we see people, I see people every time we do this on the spectrum from almost influencer status. They know it, they get it, they do the things, right? All the way to, I hate social media. And I hear that more often than not. And I want to preface this by saying there are absolutely valid reasons not to be on social media. I start every class like this. It's absolutely valid. There are reasons that people have that I will not tell our agents, and I will not tell you, that you have to get over, right? I've heard people saying, I can't do social media because I have a stalker. I'm going through a difficult custody battle. It's bad for my mental health. I can't regulate it like you mentioned.
It's addictive.
It is, and so I want to be very clear at this podcast. There are valid reasons not to be on social media, and these are ones that I think are incredibly valid. Other people will have other reasons, and what I'll tell you is, if you don't want to be on social media, and you say, absolutely not, it's not for me, whatever the reason is, I'm going to let you go with that. I'll let you have that belief, and I'll let you decide if it's real or bullshit. If it's, I don't want to do it because I'm scared, okay, let's try and get past that. But I don't want you to do social media if you don't want to do social media. That being said, I want you to know fully, truly, genuinely in your heart, if you do not do social media, you will absolutely 100% lose business. And there's going to be a trade-off, right? There's an agent on our team. He said, it's bad for my mental health. And I said, you'll lose business. He said, my mental health is more important. I said, absolutely, I agree. Do you? So know where you're at with that. I'm not going to force anyone on our team to use it when they can't or won't. But I tell them, I say, just know you will lose business. So that being said, now let's talk about how to get business with social media, right? And so first thing I want to talk about, Rachel, is and let's kind of go back and forth. It's called social media, right? So let's start by, what does the word social mean to you?
I mean, the first word that comes to mind when I hear social is interactive.
Good.
Like, what I'm else? Engaged. Yep. I'm having, I'm doing something with other people, right? I'm being
Absolutely.
Social. I'm having dialogue, or I'm sharing something, or we're doing something together, togetherness.
Yeah. I love that. You can't be social by yourself, right?
Definitely not.
Social is interacting, engaging. It's people. It's community, right? It's social, right? And then what does media mean?
I guess I think of different mediums of like pictures and video mm-hmm. and text and,
Absolutely.
Different mediums of looking at stuff or interacting.
Absolutely. People use the word content or mm-hmm. commercials or ads, or sometimes people even talk about platforms. Okay, I hear all this. Do you think it was on purpose or on accident that they call it social than media.
Hadn't thought about that. I'm sure it's on purpose. Everything's on purpose, right?
Yeah. And so it's social media. So my goal on this whole podcast is to help change your mindset into, hey, I think a lot of people think, okay, social media. How do I go viral? How do I get a bunch of leads? How do I get comments and shares and metrics? And right, because those are things that are easy to track and those are things that people talk about. And oh, I've got X amount of followers. That's not what we're talking about here. Social media is communication. It's community. It's not the number of bullshit metrics, right? And so if you go, oh, I'm really popular. I got 200 likes. It doesn't matter. Like, are you being social? That's all in facing you, right? People love their favorite thing to talk about is themselves. And so you getting 200 likes is not talking about someone else. And so as we talk through here, the goal of social media, and at least how we teach it, how I believe it truly, genuinely in my heart, is to create and strengthen relationships.
Ooh, love that.
I want you to go deeper with relationships, not wider. And so you go, oh, well, I only have 18 followers. Great. That's 18 people you can have better relationships with, right? Because we all want better relationships.
We all do. And I think that lens is so powerful. And we, like you said, I'm sure you get so many knee-jerk reactions of, well, I can't do social media, or I hate how I look on camera, or I'm uncomfortable with that. And that's really easy if you're thinking of it through the lens of, oh, well, popularity contest, mm-hmm. right? Or some sort of beauty contest, or it's, you know, this vain thing. But when you look at it through actually the words that it's meant to be and what it means, it's so much more powerful. And I think everybody can tap into social media and strengthening relationships. So I think that's a really accessible and really logical way to look at social media that's not really talked about.
Yeah, and it's just a mindset shift. And mm-hmm. when you change that, I see people go, oh, so I don't have to spend 4 hours making a post. I don't have to think about being all creative. Being social is the more important thing. So creating strength in relationships, I want to go deeper with those relationships. And Rachel, I want you to talk a little bit about this. People do business that they know, like, and trust, right?
Absolutely.
And so talk a little bit about that kind of concept, and then I'll relate it to how it works in social media.
Yeah, I mean, just like we make choices for who we work with, who we hang out with, our friends, our, you know, the family members we want to engage with. If we don't have all three of those things, we don't feel comfortable, you know, having any sort of relationship that's close, right? We want to know the person. We want to feel like we're known, right? Being seen is a human need. We all want to feel like somebody understands us. We want to like them. I don't want to spend time with people who, you know, don't make me feel good or aren't, you know, meeting my values or, you know, I want to like them. I want to enjoy the interaction that I'm having. And of course, just like anything else, you don't have a real relationship if you can't trust somebody. So having that trust there is massively important, whether that's, you know, for business or for personal reasons. And so those are three huge things.
And so how I relate that thank you. I love that. And how I relate that to social media is you say you want people to know you. You want mm-hmm. people to understand who you are. And this is who you are as a human. Not who you are as a real estate agent, not who you are as a community advocate, who you are as a person. You are a real estate agent. You are a community advocate. You are a parent or uncle or dog owner, right? You are a lover of kickball. Like, right?
Right.
Who you are as a person, you want to show all of that. I say there's kind of, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I have my left hand up and my right hand up and kind of like a scale, like a balance, right? On the left-hand side, I have my secret agents, right? The people that someone does a deal, your friend, your neighbor puts their house for sale and they go, I didn't know you were an agent. How dare you, right? Right? Well, that's your fault. And on the other hand, on the right-hand side of the scale is you have the people that won't shut the fuck up about being a real estate agent. Everything they do is they talk about real estate, right?
Yeah.
I had a friend, big shout out to Sarah. After high school, we would chat on Facebook, and every time we would talk, I would talk to her about my photography business. Finally, she said, Brian, I don't care about your photography business.
Called you out.
She did. And I was like, ouch. I was on the right side, not the correct side, but the right side of that scale. I was all only talking about that. And I was like, this is how you get business. I was being skeezy about
it. Too salesy.
So you don't want to do that, right? You got to balance. So you got to balance that staying top of mind with how much you do it. So they know you and they like you because you're a human being. You're balancing that business and personal post, right? They like you. My strong recommendation is avoid controversial subjects. if you talk about politics and if you're far left or far right, people on the opposite side absolutely will hate you, absolutely will not do business with you. That being said, if you post something and you're very far left, maybe very far left people will want to work with you, but very far people will absolutely not want to work with you. We've lost clients this way, we've lost agents this way, we've lost vendors this way, where our agents say, I don't want to work with this person. They post all of this stuff that's far one way or another. I don't want to refer my clients that way. So know that if you go that way, you will lose business. You can, and people can like you, but also people can hate you for it. And then the trust, right? We got the no, we got the like, and building that trust is showing that you are a respected member of the community. That's where you start showing your reviews. You can show, share Just Listed, Just Sold. I think those are okay. What's better is buyer tips, seller tips, neighborhood spotlights, showing that you know the community. Our whole Media Mayor Mastermind course is talking about how do you build that trust as a trusted community member without being that salesy, sleazy real estate agent. The whole course is built around that. You can go to MediaMayorMastermind.com if you want to learn how to create content that builds trust. We talk about that a lot. And then one other goal. So the goals I have, strengthen and deepen relationships. Deeper relationships, not wider, right? Have you ever heard the phrase? I heard this on like Real World or something. I don't even watch it, but they're like, I have enough friends. I'm only taking applications for enemies, right? Like, I want you to only focus on your friends you've got. Build know, like, and trust. I want you to stay top of mind as a human being and with real estate content. And I want you to give and receive referrals.
Love that.
What's great is every time I ask someone, I said, is it weird to ask for referrals? They go, yeah, it's weird. I don't want to do that. I said, now if you know if your buddy owns a juice shop or they do something, right? Do you want to tell people about it? Oh, absolutely. Have you referred someone to your friend who's an accountant? Oh, of course. If you don't feel weird sending referrals, why would you feel weird asking for referrals? People want to give referrals. Give them the opportunity, right?
So true.
So one question I get all the time, Rachel, and I'm curious what your gut is we talk about this left side and right side, left side being secret agent, right side being too salesy. How much should I post? What would your gut say of 80-20, 50-50? What percentage should you post from real estate content to personal content?
I'm not a social media expert like you, but I would have to say, when I think about people that I'm engaged with on social media who also, you know, I know they have a business or, you know, why do I follow them? What do I like about them is kind of where my mind goes. Mm-hmm. And I think the balance of having, I would say probably, and it depends on, I guess, your following, but I would say a slightly more towards your personal life, but still a healthy amount of business. I want to see people in their day-to-day life. I want to relate to them, but I'm also not turned off by somebody plugging their business if I like them, right? Yeah. Like I want to support them, back to what you said. So I think having that healthy balance, you know, is important because I certainly don't follow any accounts that are just like, buy my thing. Here's this. Like, I'm not following brands, you know, on social media. I'm following people.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, I'm going to add that in here somewhere. I love that. And what the great thing is, almost anything you answer is the right answer.
Yeah.
Because people ask me that and I go, it doesn't matter. Just mix it up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be consistent. You could be 80-20 personal one week and then 20-80 where you talk about almost all you talk about is personal stuff. You talk about you're on a cruise and blah, 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 blah. You do all that, right? And then the next week you might be having a listing go active and you want to really promote it. So you can go back and forth. Just don't go 100 either way.
Yeah. Super. So, and that's easy to implement too, right? Like there isn't no, I think people get so caught up in, well, I have to do this many posts and at this time and this many business. And it's just be a person, show what's happening in your life. And I think too, with real estate, a lot of the real estate posts don't have to be salesy where you're saying, please work with me, refer me clients. It can be interesting stuff, right? Where you're like showing a house and you're showing the inside of your open house. I'm nosy. I want to see what the house looks like, right? Like I'm going to be engaged with that content. And even though you're not asking for business, I can see, oh, wow, you're an active agent. I'm enjoying seeing this random house and being nosy. And I think a lot more agents, if they let go of that expectation where I have to be this professional or I have to be my personal, they can't intermix, is holding a lot of people back from harnessing social media.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And you said it right. And it's funny, again, the other thing is, I think a lot of people think, well, because we do our job every day, right?
Totally.
Well, it's boring. People don't care. People care. The amount of stuff that, like, I was watching, I'm like, oh, I want to start. I watched some TikTok live stuff. The amount of TikTok lives that have like hundreds of people watching, where the phone is in the back, in a kitchen, like a just a restaurant, and it's up in the corner, and it just shows people flipping, they're making eggs and making French toast. It's boring. People watch it. I'm like, why are you watching this? They're not even engaging. The quality's not good. The audio sucks. People are watching it. So even if you think what you do is boring, you're looking at houses every day. You're talking about communities. It's actually very, very interesting. You just got to storytell a little bit.
It's so true. And even if you think about yourself as a consumer, like when you're on social media, you spend so much time consuming other people's content. You're always looking at stuff, right? You're looking at stuff that's maybe not the coolest thing you've ever seen, but you still might like it. And
I can't tell you how much dumb stuff I look at that I'm not even interested. How to fill a crack with acrylic.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is interesting. I'm not going to do this ever, but...
Yeah, but you'll watch it.
I don't get it. Okay, so let me go to some tactical things here. I think we're working on the mindset shift. I think the simplest way to tie up the mindset shift is social media is not a lead generation platform. It's a follow-up platform. Mm. It's a sphere of influence platform.
Yeah.
And so I actually teach both sphere and social, and I'm like, it's the same thing. And so I'm not in here trying to tell you how to generate new leads with sphere with your social media, but I'm talking to you about how to generate business from your social media. Is that fair?
Yeah, good distinction.
So some tactical things, because I'm big on tactical. I don't want to just do this whole mindset shift. Set up your profile right? Make yourself easy to find. I think the best thing you can do is use your name as your Instagram handle. I think if you're trying to make yourself easy to find and your name is, you know, on Instagram is, you know, the wrestling guy 32. Like, I don't know. People will look you up. If you're calling people, you're texting people, you're meeting people in their home. I guarantee you they're going to look you up. They're going to search on Instagram. They're going to search on Facebook. They're going to search on YouTube or on Google. They're going to look you up. And if they can find you and be like, all right, cool. This is a person and they get to know you. So make yourself easy to find. Include as much detail as possible. Again, make yourself a human being. You can say you're a realtor, and actually in certain states, California is one of them, you have to say your brokerage and your DRE number. Like that's, it's not a law, what's it called, the requirement?
Best practice kind of thing.
You have to do it or you get in trouble. I don't know what happens. But say you're a father, say you born and raised in San Diego, say you've got a couple kids, say you love kiteboarding, that's a thing. Include your name in your city. Again, your name hopefully is your profile name, but if not, put your name. There's a spot in Instagram for your name. And include in your bio what city you're in. Well, Brian, but you said this is a sphere thing, right? Well, yeah, but you're also, if you're like a lot of agents, you are working with other agents, right? From across the country, from across the area. And so if you want referrals and they're like, oh yeah, he does work in San Diego. I want you to stay top of mind for that, right? Give a sense of who you are. We talked about that a little bit. If you want to see someone that's, I hate doing this. I love him, but I hate him. If you want to see someone that's doing really well at this, look at Kyle Whistle, at Kyle Whistle. Imagine that. And look at his bio. He includes that he's a realtor, a father, he likes pigs. I don't know. He says stuff. Reading that, those like six bullet points gives you a real good sense of who he is as a human. So check that out.
And people want to feel like that. Like they don't just want to see a picture and be like, who is this? We always want to categorize people. It's part of our human nature as brains, right? So letting it be easy for someone to say, okay, they like these things. This is where they're from. I immediately feel more comfortable because I feel like I know what I'm to expect.
Absolutely. And they can either relate to you. And again, I would avoid controversial topics. You do you. But if you want to say your political stance, whatever, you get that. And then I also like to say include a relevant profile photo. Too many times we'll see a photo of, you know, someone standing in front of a waterfall and you're like, is that? I can't tell, right? Or it's like them and all their sorority sisters. And you're like, which one is you? I don't know, right? If you can do a photo of your face, it could be your real estate headshot, sure. It could be a selfie, I don't care. But do a photo to where it's pretty obvious who you are. So that maybe one that's shot in the last year or two. But make yourself easy to see.
Great tips.
All right, now here's my content, because they're like, all right, we're talking about social media. We're 20 minutes in. We haven't talked about what to post. And we were sitting in this room. Kyle said this, and I was totally shook, and I didn't understand what he was going with. But he said, okay, my number one social media strategy, he says, don't post anything.
Seems very counterintuitive, right?
Yeah, just don't post anything.
But well, that's easy. I can do that.
You're like, done. I'm very good at it.
Signed up.
Okay, but let's back it up. We talked about the name of it is social media, right? So don't post anything before you. So don't post media before you are social. So what he said, and I think this is genius, he says, don't post anything before you engage with people, right? And so let's play a game, Rachel. How long does it take you if you were to make a post about a real estate thing? Say you're like, okay, I'm selling a course or what, right? And I want to make this post that people know about. How long do you think it would take you from writing the caption, making the image, figuring it all out, updating your LinkedIn, what bio, all that stuff, right? That comes with it. How long, just give me a number of hours. How long do you think it would take you?
I mean, I think about even when I just post stuff, I don't use my Instagram for business just because of my position, but even when I just post like a carousel of photos from a trip, I look at them all and I decide which mm-hmm. one, and then I put them in the right order, and maybe I want to like add a filter or not. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what do I write for the caption? And do I want to tag everybody? And it's honestly pretty time, it's more time consuming than I feel like I would like to admit when I actually think about it to
that,
post.
That's true for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone feels that way. If you're listening right now, I guarantee you feel that way. It takes longer than you want it to.
Totally.
Even if it takes you 10 minutes.
Yeah. Even if it's not like, right, I'm not putting a ton of thought into it, but it's, you know, it's not just like a one click,
yeah.
you know, quick
so
response.
Let's just say, would it be fair to say an hour?
Certainly if I'm selling something, I probably would. Right? Yeah. Or like, 30 minutes.
Sure. Let's pretend an hour just because it's an easy number. In that hour, okay, you take an hour and you it does really well. You get 72 likes or whatever, right? Doesn't equate to sales. But how many conversations do you think you could start in that 1 hour? If you're like, hey, I'm just gonna DM people.
I mean, if you listen to a different episode where we talk about keeping questions quick, I mean, 100. I could probably talk to three figures of people in an hour if I was really efficient.
And so what's more beneficial for your business? You starting 100 conversations or getting 78 likes on one post? Right. So again, trying to change the mindset. I'm not saying don't ever post, but if we're trying to be effective with social media, social being the key word here, let's be social. Let's talk to people about them. And when you ask them about them, they'll ask you about you. It just happens that way. That's human nature for most people. They're selfish people, and that's fine. But all you got to do is start reaching out. And it's really easy. And okay, again, people are gonna say, okay, Brian, I'll reach out, but how, who, right? You could very easily just go through your feed and comment, right? I think kind of like we talked in our last episode, emails as a form of follow-up kind of sucks, right?
Emails is like putting the heart on somebody's 100%.
Story.
100%. It's a little bit of engagement.
If you
but
like
it's,
it, yeah, no one's being like,
something.
Wow, Rachel liked my post. We're best. They don't care, right? Sure, it happens.
It's something,
but it's you're don't do that.
Bottom
like,
tier.
Yeah, don't be like I did something, right? So liking is something. Commenting is better. We love the idea of acknowledge and ask. So you post a photo of your corgis. Oh my God, they're so cute. Have you gone to the dog beach this summer yet? Then we start
I'll reply
a conversation.
Every time, yeah.
Every time we get a conversation going. And so that's good. And we want to get in conversation because this is how the algorithm works. It's complicated and technical and blah, blah, blah. But it's actually really simple if you just think about it common sense. If I make a post and Instagram says, I'm only going to show it to 10 people. If you and I talk every single day, and Tom and I, who's behind the camera right now, never ever talk on social media. Do you think, who do you think Instagram just logically would want to show my photo to? You or Tom?
Me, because we talk every day. I'm more likely to engage and like it.
Of course. So because and you're interested in my life, you want to know what's going on. So they're like, hey, we should show this to each other. And so the more people you engage with, the more Instagram goes, they talk to a lot of people. This is probably going to be a good post. They're engaging, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how the algorithm works. Someone from Instagram is like, not really. But really, right? Like that's how it works.
Common sense.
Again, mixed business and personal. I would stay between the 80-20 goalposts for as often as possible. I would try never go to 100-0 in a week span if you can help it.
Solid advice.
And it's really easy when you go to post something, just look at the last three or four posts and you're like, whew, I'm doing a lot of real estate. I should probably do something about my family or my life or my food or my cat, like, right?
Yeah.
Just make it dumb. Be consistent in your posting. Again, if I say, and again, real estate agents love to be like, I hear what you want me to do. Now I'm going to tweak the rules, right? So I say, hey, this month I want you to post 10 times. I want you to post 10 times this month. What do you think Instagram likes better? A post every 3 days or 10 posts before noon? And then it's done, right? Every 3 days, they want to see you right. constantly engaging. If you go, hey, check the box, I got all my 10 posts done, Instagram's going to be like, cool. But in 2 weeks, you're irrelevant again.
Right.
Right? And so, and again, I know, yeah, if I post once a year, technically that's consistent. Like, if you want to argue with me on semantics, right. go ahead. Sure, you're right. That is a definition of consistency. Instagram's not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to show that every time, right?
I know the viewers probably want to know, what do you think is a general good rule of thumb is what consistent looks like? Like, obviously not once a year, obviously probably not 12 times a day, but like, do you have a range where you think would be a decent to, you know, decent for somebody who's maybe not full-time in social media like you, but, you know,
yeah.
helpful enough to stay engaged for their
followers? So a couple distinctions here. One, I got this one from Jason Pantana, coach at Tom Ferry. Love Jason. He said, never not have a story. And so a story on Instagram or Facebook will disappear within 24 hours. So at least one story within 24 hours every time. And these are great. It should take 15 seconds. Like, these are really quick. You can do a photo of your food, tag the business if you want, don't, whatever. Just do something to stay alive. So never not have a story is one thing. And then I would say post a couple times a week if you can.
Perfect.
I think a good rule of thumb, a minimum, would be one personal post, one business post.
Solid. Very doable.
Yeah. And then you're going to see what people look like or what they like and what they don't. Couple other things, questions that I get all the time are, what days are the best to post? And if you go into your Instagram profile and if you have a business account or a creator account, you can see your dashboard. And honestly, the truth is, the difference between the highest, it'll tell you when your followers are online, right? The difference, at least on mine and everyone I've seen, from the highest engagement day to the lowest engagement day is negligible. It's almost a straight line across. People
are always on social media.
And when you think of that, when you think, hey, when are people on social media? Always.
All the time, yeah.
And same thing, it can tell you when they are on based on hours. But again, let's apply some common sense. If you had to pick 3 hours, a 3 hour span where you think the people are on social media the least, what would you guess?
Probably, I mean, in the middle of the day, maybe.
It's actually between midnight and like 3 a.m.
Oh, I wasn't even considering the evening.
Right. You don't even think about it.
I didn't even think
about
it.
But yeah, if you think, hey, should I post at 2 a.m.?
Probably not.
Probably not. But honestly, if you have a thought at 2 a.m. and you're like, I want to post, go ahead. Go ahead. Like, there are plenty of people on social media. We had an agent. We have an agent. Her name is Dre. And she's like, actually, I have insomnia. Didn't mean to throw her out there. She's cool, though. And she's like, that's when I post. That's when I engage, is 3 a.m. Well, she actually used to live in New York. And so now it's 6 a.m. there. All the New York people are harder working than San Diego people. They're up and working and they're on social media. She's like, that's when I get the best engagement. I'm like, that's why you got to test. Yeah. So if you like this and if you're like, all right, cool, I hear you. My mindset has shifted. But I want more of the strategy. I want more of the tactical. I actually created a 14-day challenge that we used for our own team. But we're opening it up. If you go to socialchallenge.thewhistleway.com, you sign up for that, you will get a social media prompt every day for the next 14 days. And that will, we've already mixed it up between business and personal, so you don't have to think, you know, what should I do? We made it to where it makes sense for everyone. We're not talking about something that our team uniquely does. We're not talking about Follow Up Boss or Ylopo or Raven or like any of our tools that we love. It's pretty generic. And this is a great way to feel like, I haven't done social media forever. I mean, when we did this, we had agents say open house leads that were ghosting me have then shown back up. I got connected to my uncle who's actually selling his brother-in-law's house, like stuff like this happens. And again, when we're building deeper relationships and we use this as a model to focus on our sphere of influence, this is where the power comes in. So hopefully you weren't listening to this and going, okay, but how do I go viral on social media? What I teach our agents and what we focus on is how to get more business. And we know if we focus on our sphere, we focus on the people that already know, like, and trust us, that's the easiest, fastest, best, most enjoyable way to get business. And it is a pillar of your business. Now, if you say that's the only thing I'm going to do, I think that's a mistake because it's a long game. But with that mindset shift of this is a social encounter first, then a media device, and I want to focus on people that I know, I think that's the way to look at social media.
Not media, social. Social
Not media.
Media,
social. Yeah.
Love that.
Any questions? I talked a lot.
Awesome.
That's, I feel like you on the other side. I was like, that's a lot of words.
No, it's great. I think those are great tactics. There's a mix, right? And just like anything else, doing something is a healthy blend of both having the right mindset about it and understanding the content, the tactical, how do I go from here? And I think, you know, it'll be really helpful for people to think about social media in that different lens. And hopefully it'll give them that motivation to try it because it's free. It's a usable tool. Everybody's on it. You don't have to spend any extra money to do it. You know, the world's your oyster as far as how you want to treat it. So I think those are great tips for anybody who's either wanting to expand their social media, start using social media as an agent, who's curious about it, who's maybe worried about it. All of those things are super doable for anybody. So I think that's great.
That's why I like open houses, because they're free.
Yeah. Like, open houses, social media, free.
Let's go. That's why these are two of our core four challenge. Okay. So before we get into our whistle widget of the week, which hopefully you have one. Do you have one?
You go first.
Okay. Here's one if you want one. So before we get into our whistle widget of the week, that's something that we use in our life or our business that helps us make better, make life better. If you like this, share this with someone. Share this with someone that's getting into this business. Share this with a team leader. Share this with your team. Share this with a coworker, or, and they don't even have to be in real estate. This applies to literally anyone that wants to be better at social. If you want to help them give a mindset shift to do it well and actually enjoy it and not go, oh, I got to do my social media time. Please do that. Also, if you want more information like this, if you want to connect with us on a more personal level or want more information on how to better your real estate business, go to thewhistleway.com. On there, we have access to our Facebook group, our YouTube channel, our referral network, our courses that we talk about, like our challenge, the 14-day social media challenge, our Media Mayor Mastermind, which is all about building trust. And our weekly newsletter. That's what I forgot last time. All of that is on thewhistleway.com. Great way for you to say, it's a one-stop shop for you to say, let's get more involved. So our whistle widget of the week. Would you like me to go first or would you like to go
first? I thought of one. I work well under pressure.
Good.
So I think my most favorite one recently, I know during COVID, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but a lot of people were playing the Wordle game, right? The New York Times game. So I recently just discovered that there's a whole app where there's multiple games on there. And I'm a big words person. I love word games. And so they have more than just the Wordle. So if you are nerdy like me and you love stupid little word games, the New York Times app lets you play a bunch of them for free. There's like a connections game that's particularly fun. Anyway, if you want to brush up your English skills, have a free game app, download the New York Times app. It's free.
What was your longest streak on Wordle?
I think I got up to like 112 days,
wow.
And then of course I either cleared all my cookies or something and it was lost and I was very upset about it. More upset than I should have been, but
that's impressive.
I got over it.
I don't think I made it through a single day. I was like, is it cats? No, five letters. I'm like, cats.
I don't care. Yeah.
cool. My widget this week, we actually just did a training with my team today about this, is a way to edit your videos. A lot more simply, all things are in one spot. We have used Adobe Premiere for a long, long time, and it's phenomenal. And we've talked about, okay, use Adobe Premiere for your editing, use Artlist for your audio, use this for your video, use this and this and this and this and this and this. You got to kind of add everything on, which is phenomenal. It's a more powerful tool than what I'm going to talk about. But the tool that I'm talking about has captions that you can put built right in, has audio, like music built right in, has B-roll built right in, makes it really, really, really easy. And it's called Descript, D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. You can, there's a paid version, I think it's $20 a month or something like that, but you can use a free version too. You can create videos, you can create vertical videos or horizontal videos. You can edit utilizing the text. So if you go, oh, when I did that part, I talked about descript and I wanted to delete it, you can actually find it, delete it, and cool. It cuts out that part of the video. Is it as powerful as an Adobe Premiere? No. But can it get things done a lot faster? Absolutely. And it's a great intro into video as opposed to video editing as opposed to going all out with Adobe Premiere. So that being said, Descript is my whistle widget of the week. Again, you can join us and learn more about us and learn more about you. And you want to learn more about you, about how to build your business on thewhistleway.com. That's what I got for you this week on real estate success, The Whistle Way.